This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon with co-host and Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
Well, there's new life in downtown Providence. New businesses are opening, not necessarily all of them restaurants. To talk about this trend is Providence Foundation Executive Director Dan Bodwin. Dan, welcome.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mark. I'm pleased to be here.
First question, we think we know what downtown Providence is. What are the boundaries of what we call downtown?
Well, the boundaries depend on what you're talking about functionally, but the core downtown runs from the Providence River area to Interstate 95 over to the old 195, but now that's being expanded into the new 195.
The 2013 business guide of the Providence Downtown Business Improvement District says 13 new businesses have opened in 2012, 35 new businesses since 2011. What's attracting new businesses to downtown Providence?
There's a number of reasons. It's the environment that has been created by a collaboration by the city, the state, the Downtown Improvement District, the foundation, and some developers who have really created a good product and a good environment for retail tenants as well as residential and others, particularly the Cornish Associates along Westminster Street. So having all those groups work together. And then there are some demographics and trends that are working in our favor. The demographic trends include the millennials. They're probably becoming even a larger population group. That's the 20 and early 30s. Then the baby boomers, who are still a big population group. But those two populations like downtown, and they like to come downtown, particularly the millennials. I think there's a new entrepreneurial spirit, you know, not only around the country, but in Providence. So you find more young people who want to start their own business. And I think a number of them have chosen downtown. And that helps. I think the retail trend, we have the internet buying, we have the malls, but people are still looking for a good retail experience. They like to be in an environment that is an experience, where they walk down a historic street and they can feel good about where they are and experience something that's unique. And I think the product that downtown has is very unique. You know, you can't find a lot of these products in other places, in shopping centers, for example, because they're started by these young entrepreneurs who are, in many cases, the actual shopkeepers. So you can go into a store and talk to the owner, who may have decades of experience, either in decorating interior design or designing dresses, and you can really get that personal service that you may not be able to get in other areas. So there's a number of things going on that has really kind of led to this resurgence that we're seeing. And it's totally different than it was 5 or 10 years ago. And I hope your listeners who haven't been downtown, obviously we'd like them to come down and experience what's going on here.
So, Dan, when you talk about millennials and baby boomers coming downtown, you don't mean just visiting either. I mean, there's been a growth in residential, in creation of residential units downtown, right?
Yeah, that's true. In the last 10 years, the number of residential units doubled. So there's about 3,000 residential units in downtown right now and about 4,500 residents. And by and large, they're all occupied. The occupancy rates are in the high 90%. And even those that are being developed now, like the Providence G building, which is in the former Providence Gas National Grid headquarters, he's finishing 50 units, and every time he finishes a unit, it's occupied. And we know that there's a waiting list for the arcade when those residential units come up. So residentially is one of our strongest markets. But it's not just the people who live here that come and shop. You know, within a 10-mile radius, there's like 400,000 people. That's a good market. That's very close in to downtown. We have, obviously, a number of students, 25,000 students in Providence, conventioneers, tourists, visitors, you know, people staying in hotels. They all feed into the overall downtown market. So it's a diverse market that attracts a lot of different types of people.
Do you see, the increase in residential making up for the fact that, to a certain degree, offices are necessarily, or, you know, businesses are vacating their offices here, and if they're not just downsizing in general, they're also moving somewhere else?
I will counteract that. I think a lot of companies are actually moving into Providence.
Okay.
We can take Hasbro, for example. They've just expanded into downtown with 400 employees, and they're very happy. I think the buildings that have been converted into residential have been the Class C buildings, those that really don't function for offices anymore. You've seen a lot of those conversions, and maybe even the lower class B buildings. So, you know, offices, their needs change. So, you know, if you build new buildings to accommodate the new needs of offices, you know, like the GTEC building and the Blue Cross building, that's healthy. But then you got to backfill with other uses. But in terms of businesses moving out, certainly there's been consolidation. Certainly we're not the corporate headquarters that we used to be. But we have a number of smaller businesses who have moved downtown and larger businesses like Hasbro.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Providence Foundation Executive Director Dan Bodwin. So these businesses don't all shut down at 5 p.m. These are destination businesses, destination sure. restaurants?
Yeah, without question. I mean, we have about 170 retail and restaurants in downtown, and about half of those are restaurants. So the restaurant community is very strong. You can get anywhere from a cup of coffee to several locations where you can get a gourmet restaurant. So there's a strong nighttime economy, particularly restaurant-driven.
What we're seeing in Providence, I've been reading, is part of a national trend towards going back to a core part of the city for business and retail.
I think that's true, and it gets back to some of the things I spoke about earlier, that people are looking for a different kind of experience. They will satisfy some of their shopping needs on the web, on the bigger shopping centers, but experience that they're looking for, many times you can only find it in downtown. And the entrepreneurs love to be in downtown, in many of them. They can find the right kind of space, you know, the right size, the right pricing, the right landlord who can work with them. When you have that combination, downtown is attractive to a lot of different people.
Do you see still more room for growth for some of these businesses? Cornish, we know that Cornish has pretty much sold out all of the space that they've developed. And yet, is there more space to develop? Are there more places for businesses to go?
Yeah, we have about a 10% vacancy on the first floor. So there is still room for growth. We'd like to get that down to 5%. What was it? 10 years ago, it was like 30% vacancy on the first floor. So we've had growth, but there is room to grow. And we'd love to get into the situation where the economics are strong enough to promote new construction on some of the parking lots that are in downtown. That would be really the ideal, to really rebuild the city that everybody remembers, and to bring the kind of streetscape that's continuous throughout all of downtown with interesting things to do.
We're going to wrap up quickly. I wanted to ask this. How are other retail districts in the city of Providence doing? Wayland Square, for example, are they experiencing the same uptick in vigor, we'll say, as downtown?
Sure. You know, we don't track any kind of data, but you know, just from looking at them, the answer to that would be yes. I mean, Wayland Square seems very vibrant. Thayer Street seems very vibrant. Some of the other neighborhood districts, Broad Street, you know, a very vibrant neighborhood district. So I would say yes, that, you know, in general, the neighborhood districts in Providence are doing well. But we don't track any data or keep track of number of businesses.
Our thanks to Providence Foundation head Dan Bodwin.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mark.
Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy, co-host. Thanks as always.
Great to be here, Dave.
And I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.